I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
One of the major topics of conversation this morning has to do with the moderators and their decision to just fact check one side throughout the night back to back. Here's what that sounded like.
There is no state in this country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born.
ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports. Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country. The question was about you as president, not about former Speaker Pelosi. But I did watch all of these pieces of video. I didn't detect the sarcasm lost by whisker.
And that's why the cover of the New York Post this morning, Doug, is Cambush instead of Ambush. Trump rattled as Harris and ABC hosts gang up on him during the debate. And Donald Trump's initial reaction following these 90 minutes was he said it did feel like it was three against one the entire night.
About halfway through the debate, the moderators gave up all pretense of neutrality and hopped into the debate on her side, letting her tell lie after lie after lie after lie, but only fact-checking him. And did you notice her mic was on in when he was talking so she could jump in? Yeah, there's a reason for that. They spent forever, you remember, negotiating the terms of this debate. They agreed the microphones would be off when the other one was talking. Well, about 20 minutes before the debate, ABC News out of nowhere puts out a statement saying, you know, we may turn on the mics if we see something editorially valuable. Well, you can't know it's editorially valuable until after you turn on the mic. In other words, they're turning on her mic to let her attack him. Now, I'd be outraged by this, but I can't blame them. It's kind of like Trump says. He likes to tell the story at the rallies. Look, if you pick up a snake and you save it from the freezing cold and you take care of it, you warm it, you feed it, and then it bites you, well, what did you expect? It's a snake. Donald Trump, at a town hall on September 4th on Sean Hannity, dropped this. ABC News network chief Dana Walden and her husband are close friends with Kamala Harris and her husband. In fact, the Waldens introduced Harris to her husband. How good of friends are they? They have donated money to Kamala Harris's political campaign since at least 2003, including holding fundraisers for her. So it's September 4th. Trump knows all this. Trump actually said on Hannity, here's from the transcript, her husband's best friend is married to the head of the ABC network, and they're going to get the questions, I've already heard. They're going to get the questions in advance. Here's what Kamala Harris said about Dana and Matt. In many ways, Dana and Matt are responsible for my marriage. That was to donors in 2022. So if Trump didn't know this, that'd be one thing, but he did, and he agreed to this anyway. Combine that. I mean, look, folks, Kamala Harris says she's not debating on Fox News. Why are we debating on ABC News? Combine that with Trump not preparing for this debate. It's clear he didn't. He never does. He's always gotten by on sarcastic comments. And look, you knew she'd been preparing for a week. He didn't do the work. And I wish I had a different message this morning. He didn't do the work. But I want to tell you what's so shocking to me. And it's this. August 5th, the House Judiciary Committee puts out a report, Homeland Security documents, and it's a shocking report. It's called Terror at Our Door. I'll attach a link to the sources section of this podcast. And it says that between 2021 and 2023, the Harris-Biden administration caught 250 illegal aliens on the terror watch list at the border. They had them in custody. incredibly. And they let 99 of them go, turn them loose into America. This is not an obscure story. Fox News did it. In fact, the Attorney General of Florida threatened on Fox News to sue the Biden administration if they didn't divulge to her, because she's written a letter asking the locations, names, and backgrounds of these terrorists, the ones that are in Florida, so she can begin trying to protect people from them. Again, not an obscure story. Where did these terrorists come from? Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Mauritania, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, Tajikistan, Turkey, Uzbekistan, and Yemen. According to the report, another 34 of these people on the terror watch list are still in DHS custody, or at least they were on August 5th. Why wouldn't you turn to her at the debate? Rattle off the stats I just gave and say, you're going to release them too into the country? Or are you going to deport them? It would have been devastating. He didn't do it. Since August 5th, since this came out, I've been posting about it frequently on X, asking, why isn't Donald Trump talking about this? This is terrifying. And several people who commented said, I bet he's saving it for the debate. Last night we learned he wasn't. She got almost a total pass on the number two issue in this country, immigration. Or how about this, which broke 2 days ago? James O'Keefe got those internal Pentagon documents. Oh my gosh, guys, I did a little on this yesterday. This is straight up terrifying. These documents leaked from the Pentagon. They're secret, but not classified. And in them, the Pentagon is worried about Trende Aragua, the gang, and the illegals who are in this country from the Venezuelan gang. They're afraid of attacks on our bases, on military soil, and they're even planning efforts, quote, between local, state, federal law enforcement, and the military. They say those are crucial to deal with Trende Aragua. Folks, do you realize that means that they're planning to go to battle war, I don't know, with these gang members on our soil? Oh my gosh. And these documents admit some other terrifying things, that this gang has begun to take territory, not just in Aurora, but also in Denver, Colorado, also in New York. It admits to at least three occasions where illegal immigrants have been casing DOD facilities in the United States of America, even talks about the tactics they use, plural, rideshare services, delivery services, or claiming they were following the GPS. So the Pentagon is very worried about these people. We learned this week that Baltimore, the ICE in Baltimore, has caught 153 illegal immigrants who were sex offenders, who were convicted either in this country of a sex offense or in their home country and fled here. That's 153 just this year in Baltimore. He didn't seem to know any of it. Or how about even this, the CNN article that broke the morning of the debate, almost a gift to Trump. Everybody was talking about it. A candidate survey that she'd filled out for the ACLU in 2020, where she pledged to eventually end the detaining of illegal immigrants, like totally. I mean, that would mean anybody could walk over our border and they couldn't be stopped. Where she pledged immediately off the top to cut ICE funding by 50%. Again, those are the people who detain illegal immigrants, where she pledged she would eventually get rid of detainment facilities. Folks, we're talking total unfettered open borders. If you don't detain somebody at the border, you don't have a prayer of even detecting if they're a terrorist. This is radical, frightening stuff. And CNN published it. Aaron Burnett talking about it sounded shocked on CNN. Again, all of us conservative pundits were talking about it. He didn't bring it up. Again, I don't think he knew. I don't think he did the prep, and I don't think he has the system set up to find out about current affairs. I don't think he has a research team. Or if he does, every one of them needs to be fired. Here's another lie that Kamala Harris told that I can't believe she got away with. It's about the border security bill. Here's the lie Kamala told.
Let me say that the United States Congress came up with a border security bill, which I supported. Donald Trump got on the phone, called up some folks in Congress and said, kill the bill. And you know why? Because he'd prefer to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem.
One problem. That bill makes it law that the president cannot close the border until an average of 5,000 illegals cross over it for several days in a row. And then it must be reopened. And it doesn't require the president to close the border at all. And it deputizes hundreds of administrative judges to go down to the border and immediately confer amnesty on illegals as soon as they cross the border, a process that normally takes years. Would you have been horrified to learn that last night if you were in the audience and not very political savvy? I know I would. He never said it. I don't think he knew it. Again, his regular surrogate on Fox News, Tudor Dixon, damn near lost her mind this morning.
There was actually bipartisan opposition to that bill because it would enshrine in law that you have to allow a certain amount of people across the border every single day. It was probably one of the most dangerous national security bills on the table in Washington. It wasn't just Donald Trump that opposed that. It was many Americans. And nobody bothered to say to her, what about the women who have died? What about the women who have been raped? What about the 300,000 plus children that are missing right now because of your open border policy? When he talked about signing an executive order immediately, that was just to stop the bleeding. Just to stop the bleeding. And when I say bleeding, I genuinely mean bleeding, because we have had murders, we have had drugs coming across this border, and we have had children every single day who are going into child trafficking or being used as a pass back and forth across the border. And no one said to Kamala Harris, well, wait a minute, you have a very dangerous border where you have had children who have been in danger every single day.
Look, Donald Trump is running a bang-up campaign. It's a great campaign. The ads are fantastic. The speeches have been great. The momentum is there. He doesn't have time. I know he doesn't have time to keep up with current affairs. Nobody would. But you need a team to do it for you then. You need a team to hand you, hey, these are some really critical things going on. You know, just one sheet of paper every day. And when you're going to do a debate, you need a campaign manager who insists that you learn these things.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That you know these things, that you aren't keeping up with current affairs, we'll catch you in a caught'em. And look, folks, the Republic is on the line here. The immigration issue is consistently number two in importance to the American people after the economy. And yet you would have noticed last night, Trump barely said anything about the economy. He said his economy was great. He never once used the word inflation. That's what's so insane. Look, I don't want to beat the guy up when she lied endlessly, but it became clear last night just how evil this woman is and how desperately she must be stopped if you knew the truth about the thing she was lying about, which was almost everything. He did not do the work to stop her. And this morning, Trump's spokesperson was on Fox News vowing another debate, talking about how great they did. I don't think that there is a learning curve here. Look, this is going to be a 3-5 state race. 45 states are already decided. It doesn't matter what people saw last night. It really doesn't. And if Trump can win Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, Trump's president. So this is very doable. It's going to come down to about 100,000 votes in those states. Maybe five, definitely three. This is not all lost, but he cannot do this again. And somebody has to tell him that. And I think what's happened is he's gotten in the habit. He doesn't like to prepare for things like this. He's gotten in the habit of not doing it. And the people around him tell him how great he did when he didn't. He's never had a good debate against Democrats. Never. Look, here's how it's going to go. As I said before, they rigged the polls going into this so she'd be slightly behind the underdog. The American people love an underdog. And I always tell you, even when Trump's ahead, the polls are fake. at this point in the race, and when Trump's behind, at this point in the race, the polls are fake. You're about to see some fake polls. These polls have been engineered going into this. It's all the liberal pollsters doing this, showing her behind so that after the debate, they can say, look, the underdog won. She caught him. She passed him. They're going to try to write a narrative of she's got the momentum now. And the scary thing about that is it's late enough in the game. She could catch the momentum and he never catches back up. Let me tell you why. Voting in two of the swing states starts next week. The good news is that the Trump campaign ads are fantastic and they're running in those same swing states. We're not seeing that because we live in South Carolina. Or maybe if you are living in a swing state, you are seeing it. It is a very powerful blanket of truth, almost inescapable if you live in those states. So the good news is, I don't think this is the end of the world, but I can tell you what, doing a second debate in October as Kamala's team is demanding without preparing and booking it on a mainstream media outlet, folks, after what these ABC moderators just got away with, you do it on CNN, it's going to be worse. It's going to become an entitlement to debate Trump because the message has been sent, a message of weakness. He will tolerate this. And folks, this is the kind of crap he wouldn't put up with from heads of state. I don't know why he puts up with it from news reporters with shrinking audiences, but far reach on social media. Bottom line, he can't debate again unless it's on Fox News. It's too risky for the future of the Republic, unless he wants to do the work, the kind of work, the week of prep she did. You know who nailed this? A person who lost his damn mind as well on Fox News this morning. Not normally someone I'm a fan of, but he was just right on this. Trey Gowdy.
Personalize the victim. Did you hear President Trump call the name of a single person raped, robbed, killed, assaulted by a border crosser last night? I did not. I heard about cats and dogs in Ohio, but I didn't hear the name of a single person that was killed as a result of Kamala Harris. How about the Afghan kids that were droned? Do you hear them brought up? I mean, any names. It was a land of missed opportunities to me last night.
Would you do another one, Trey?
He better. And he better get a brand new debate prep team. Because the goal is to get under his skin. So talk about crowd size rallies. Talk about your wealth. The key is to not take the bait. I mean, when you get a question about the border or abortion, and you're talking about student loans, she voted against banning partial birth abortion. That is an extreme position. So, look, the moderators didn't fact check her, but there's no reason he can't do it. Yeah. But to do it, you have to know the facts, and you have to be prepared. And what I saw last night was an initially prepared candidate with a good closing argument, but by that time, the jury's already made up its mind. And I just think it was a land of missed opportunities. Whoever prepped him for that debate should be part of the second debate.
When she was AG in California, she sued Barack Obama when he was president to prevent fracking off the coast of California.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.